and this is episode 6 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. Sorry, I've been out of the loop for a little while. Hopefully getting back into the game. Coming up in this episode, we've got some music from Elect and Sphere of Hip Hop label and record store. Also, we've got news from around the web. Introduction to a new review series I will be doing over the next few episodes. And information on some festivals and conferences you may be interested in attending. All that and more coming up here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions, episode 6.
Got the money, everything, got the cars, everything, got the clothes, everything, got the $1 million flows. Yo, it's everything, but it's nothing. Put it down on a 12-inch, tell me something. Yo, these MCs steady dumping, stacking baggage on these tracks, y'all be loving. Keep it dubbing, mouth to mouth replay. Feed it to your friends, hand to hand, check what we say. Gotta let it bang on the freeway. Got a little slang with a chain, nothing cliche. Different, circumvent these imposters. With venom when I hit them, sent to save these label rosters. One strike, then I gotcha. Copycat flows, got a hose with some water for your hot stuff. You thought you got down, but you're not up. I'm on this love movement, if you down, freedom rocks up. If you bring it in the stock, keep the dock shut. Set the bar with a strong message on a bomb cut.
What you doing? I know that everything is everything, but
listen up now.
I got some questions about what's going on.
Yeah, pay attention, y'all.
Can you help me understand the reasons?
Gotta break it down.
For all the ignorance through rainy seasons.
When it's all done,
come on,
tell me who's gonna feed the people.
Gotta feed the world.
When everything you serving up is evil.
We can right the wrong.
Tell me who's gonna teach the children.
Let's teach the kids.
Got some empty cups, we must fill them.
Hey, 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 hey. You're wondering why we're here. Here.
Some people say that they can't.
We have sort of a problem.
Got the money, everything, got the cars, everything, got the clothes, everything, got the $1 million flows.
What
you talking about, Willis? All about the cream, so you thought you sound illest. Your A&R said your ghostwriter killed it. Fabricate some fake truth to sell your life for millions. What happened to the real ones? To put it down from the heart and speak what you feel ones. They should've know the deal ones. Here to speak truth, steady shooting love all up in your grill ones. Civic dawn trying to bring back the lineage. Keeping cold and fresh on the road like an old mini fridge. Cause plenty kids looking for some substance. Give them something real and I can promise they gon' love this. With a public display for some passion. Cause I'm asking, ain't there more to life than fashion? I'm out blasting fights and distractions. When you focus on the right things, love happens.
What you doing? I know that everything is everything, but
listen up.
I got some questions about what's going on.
Yeah, pay attention, y'all.
Can you help me understand the reasons?
Gotta break it down.
For all the ignorance through rainy seasons.
When it's all done,
come on,
tell me who's gonna feed the people.
Gotta feed the world.
When everything you serving up is evil.
We can right the wrong.
Tell me who's gonna teach the children.
Let's teach the
got some empty cups, we must fill them.
Hey, you ever wonder why we're here?
Some people got to check back with their hands.
We have sort of a problem here.
And it's time for news from around the web, things you may have missed if you're not subscribed to my feed at Idiosyncratic Transmissions, things of note. First off, there is a new web series out there, it's about 4 episodes into, I think, a 6 episode run. It's entitled Brothers Barbarian. It is the story of 2 teenage brothers who are barbarians, hence the title, are cursed with that of worst of all curses that you can be cursed, and that is middle age. It is a very funny web series so far. It kind of caught me off guard in a couple of respects, but it runs toward the PG with some of its humor. Of course, they're teenage boys inside those middle-aged bodies, so, yeah, teenage jokes come to mind. But aren't we all? It is, like I said, it's going to be, I believe, a 6-episode series, and they did manage to snag Larry Elmore, who's done a lot of fantasy artwork, especially for the Dungeons & Dragons series, and Margaret Weis to play cameo roles in the series. Larry Elmore is actually a bit central to the plot so far, so check that out. It was filmed here in Kentucky, and it's a very funny series. So let's see. Also, there was an album released that was a cover album for They Might Be Giants, their album Mint Car. And the story behind the album goes like this. Back in September 11th of 2001, a Mint Car was officially released by They Might Be Giants, and there was an official midnight release party at Tower Records in Manhattan, and probably some others across the country too, who knows. But, you know, that was the day that the album was originally released, and we know it happened the next morning. This weekend's the 10th anniversary of that tragic event, and so a group of independent artists have gotten together with blessing from They Might Be Giants and covered the entire album, and they're doing this for charity. All the proceeds from the sales of this album will go to the Fire Department of New York Foundation, and it includes many indie favorites, including Marion Call, MC Frontalot, Molly Lewis, Nuclear Bubble Wrap, just to name a few. So check that out. That's money going to a really good cause. Speaking of Marion Call, she has just announced that she, after a long 2-year journey, has completed her double album set entitled Something Fierce, and it is available for pre-order now at mariancall.bandcamp.com. The Mint Car cover, believe the website for that, let's see. Yeah, it's www.mintcarcover.com. We'll have links to all these in the show notes. But going back to Marion Call, her new album is available for pre-order, and it will be released on October 1st. And congrats to her, and go out and check it out and see what you think. Let's see what else. More music news, of course. No. We all know what the aftermath of Hurricane Irene wreaked havoc on northeastern United States, and a group of artists in New York banded together to create an album to help the victims in Upper New York State. It's a benefit album entitled After the Flood, and includes music from artists such as Bess Rogers. Trying to see who else is on here. Give me just 1 second. Bess Rogers, Martin Rivas, Ali Moss. That's just to name a few. All in all, it's a $15 album. It's available through afterthefood.bandcamp.com. It's $15, with the proceeds going to help the flood victims of upstate New York. And it clocks in at exactly 43 tracks. So that's a bargain any way you look at it. Definitely check it out. So, it's one of those projects where I figure, you know, if you're planning on spending $15 on $15 on music of some kind, anyway, check this one out, see if you like it. A lot of good artists on it, and, you're getting the music that you were gonna buy anyway, and you're helping people out while you do it. So, and if that doesn't, you know, float your boat, go check out songs for Joplin, from the tornado victims earlier this year. There are a lot of ways to get good music and help those who have been ravaged by a crazy year. So check them out. Last two bits of note. Just found a new website. Well, it is not a new website. It's a new to me website, and it's called Wolfgang's Vault. I posted a track from that site, embedded it on the page this past week. It was U2 from a concert in 1981. So this is like, I think between the first and second album. They're still a very young, very raw band. And so, but Wolfgang's Vault, they have more than just U2. They have a ton of recordings of interest from different bands and different concerts. They've got video footage, audio footage, and I haven't had time. Well, I've had time to go check it out, but I won't, because I will use more time than I have if I go out there and look around too long. So, yeah. It's definitely an interesting looking site. And then last but not least, if you missed it, yesterday on September 9th, I posted a mixtape of sorts online using the 8-track service. And it's the first time I've played with the service, but it's interesting. I like it. As some of you may know, I want to make this Idiosyncratic Transmissions into more than just a podcast every so often. I like adding the news out there on a regular basis, but the ultimate goal is to someday put up a web stream, a fully functioning web radio station here, and feed the music that I listen to and hear and discover and mix it together and put it out there for you to hear as well, because quite frankly, radio itself has gone downhill. I mean, there are a few good stations out there, but not very many. And most of the music I listen to anymore, either I discover it by just surfing different music sites on the web, or it comes from personal recommendations from people who know me. So, I mean, this past week I was recommended to listen to a Tedeschi Trucks band, and I listened to their album, and it's great, you know. And I didn't even know they existed. I mean, I knew the Derek Trucks band was out there. Did not know that Susan Tedeschi had joined in with the band and kind of formed this pseudo supergroup. Nor that she was married to Derek Trucks, but that's beside the point. But you know, it was a recommendation to me, and that's really, I mean, finding music's one thing, but the real pleasure is sharing music with others and getting those recommendations and feedback. And so until that day comes where I can have a full functioning web stream up, due to costs, not the technology, I've got the technology, I just don't have the money. I'm going to use on a fairly regular basis the 8-track service to share these mixtapes with you. And this one is entitled Music for a Cool Autumn Day, Volume 1. So check it out. Some folk and folk rock. I think you'll like it. It's got Fleet Foxes, Bon Iver, Simon and Garfunkel, and some others. So just check it out. And that's the news. That is the news for this past week. Coming up, I've got a little information on some events that you will not want to miss. And after that, we'll see what happens. So, here we go.
Hello, this is Kafka. You're listening to the wonderful, wonderful sounds of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. I hope you enjoy the show.
Here are a couple of festivals, conferences of note that you might be interested in. I want to go ahead and let you know about. The first one, especially if you're in the Michigan area or anywhere near the Michigan area, you'd be interested in this one, possibly. It's the Christian Art Festival. It'll be on September, I believe, 17th. Double-check that for you. Yeah, September 17th from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. It's at in Zilwaukee, Michigan at Fireman's Park. It's being put together by a friend of the podcast, Mick McArt. He's the author of Tales of Wordishire, a book of stories aimed at children, kind of a fantasy Christian bent, worth checking out also. But there are going to be several authors and artists there, including Barb Hagler, Carol Little, Paul Hedworth, and more. Again, that will be on September 17th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. in Zilwaukee, Michigan at Fireman's Park. Check it out. I'll have a link to the Facebook page for you on the website. The other one, and it's one I'm interested in going to, it's a little closer to my area. I'd like to make it to the Christian Art Festival, but being a couple of states away, it's going to be kind of difficult to swing. But coming up on October 22nd, PodCamp Cincinnati, where you can go to learn or present, if you're so inclined to do, anything about social media. It's being billed as an unconference. It's not just for podcasters. As the website states, it says this is a conference for anyone of any kind of social media, blogs, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, podcasts, and more. There'll be several, many sessions that day. I believe it's just running that Saturday, although there may be some pre and post post-conference activities going on unofficially. But it will be held at Northern Kentucky University and their College of Informatics. I think I got that right, yeah, on October 22nd. And I do know Paul Clifford from Technobabble will be presenting there. Good friend of mine, good friend of the show also. Interviewed him a couple episodes ago. So go check that out if you're interested. And I will be there, so stop by and say hi. And that's it. And coming up, a little music and some thoughts on a new series I'm maybe presenting, some thoughts on a series that will be coming up in the next couple of episodes of Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Yes, yes. Wild child. Y'all know how we do.
Worldwide, we leave more than normal.
It's Stevie has a wild child in your area. Lightheaded, the hardcore Lemuria. We use a gang of onomatopoeias to confess to your stereo like Bahamadia. I'm juiced in, sit down, don't want to battle hope. 5 bars into the verse, you get catapulted. The fiddler on the roof with an amp, no fiddle, just samples and sizzles. You're behind with a blind and studio. Yo, gabba, you hip hop, Larry. We compose notes that Mariah couldn't carry and sing songs that the angels can't sing. I'm one of God's favorite, S.I. first string. I'm like Gandalf versus the ring. I got a natural bling. It ain't hard to tell to see who's king. Not true, JC to the death. Time is 76. In my bloodstream, I lift it up and tone shit.
Best believe, the rhyming ox Tasmanian. Taking modern day heads with no soul track lane. I mean, that's some more respectable. You see a brother getting his respect to dude. We so effectual. We feel it first like my 805 sector do. This modern marvel take it back like the cryptic crew. Asking if you can feel it, regardless the coast. Theory has it, wild child, but the modern day flows. Cock back the phlegm, spit out a gem. Classic collab, fresh from the lab for DJ to spend. Vivid soulful energies, how I live it. Raw is how we keep it, y'all define the law, rhyming physics. Jump in the booth with the marble vision. Since 91, had a daughter, a son, hip-hop's still the religion. Blessed to globally travel, while others waste time spitting that gloomy Google yabble dabble. Y'all need to grow, uplift your mind and do some. Rob the clock and watch door, get with the time. By the time the record spins twice, the new millennium crowd jumping while y'all barely breathing in mics.
10% muscle, 30% hustle, plus another 20% to touch you. My vice grip touch can crush crews. My crush crew with bodies Def Jam to head slam dumb fools. Too many times that 40% of divine favor escalates me ahead of time. Better rhymes, a renaissance man gifted with the X factor. Exactly what you stress out. Fresh masterful flow, less of a hassle though. Just press play and experience with the rabbit's fold. Something to scratch your soul. If you got an itch for a modern moment, it's embodied in a classic twist. Off the pages of a comic with the jokes on you. Or assembled in a conference of a dope style crew that control stages. So come contagious. Telepathy tells them hands up and they raise them. Mic's blazing. I'm sort of like a human torch flaming. Once I ignite, they get amazement. Looking at a man on fire like Denzel. Fuming on these rappers, they waiting to exhale. Still burning. Like untouched face, two bombs pressed upon the city's brick surface. And NY, I get fly, that's when you get nervous. So double rocks, well reported.
The theory has
lightheaded
in the place to be.
Worldwide, we lead more than marvel. I jump on a live tune, provide the volume.
Only the strong survive.
Drop the next novel. Worldwide, we lead more than marvel.
Modern marvel never made it back to mediocre media. The meeting of the minds like a media landing. Making this the main attraction. From PDX to Manhattan, pay attention to the man rapping. It's fantastic, the fans clapping. Cameras catch every catchphrase. Is catchphrase here to save the day. Superhero, don't call me.
say that. I don't got a cape on, I make songs. Just a man made in God's image. I imitate greatness, translate the language of the spirit, and watch the crowd stand in amazement. Navigate mazes, aggravate rappers who stay chasing faces and trends. They're not ready for the future, intimidated by the next level. Cassette rebels, gospel defenders, reject devils. Even when we get heckled and criticized, we stand against the penalized. Modern marvels epitomize.
Start now shifting, gears push pistons. Marvelous man transmitting energy cells above average. Chemical makeup of a savage, here to avenge and not ravage the weak. See, I'm rather unique from A to Z. Structures a solid count, kind of crush beef. If you said it, I did it. Go the extra mile for the credit. Half step and get choked, tongue by the gold rope round your throat, crush your windpipe. If you don't act right, make a ton blast you to ash in a moment with laser eyesight. Visionary tactics, use foresight to overshadow your theatrics. Played as your title, identity Jackson like Michael. I do more than just kick a punch or a tribal. I bring a high heat, long reach flamethrower. So when disaster strikes, I ensure that the race's over.
Worldwide,
modern marvelous soldiers. Yeah. Tony Ship, if he has it. Lightheaded wild child. From the LA Ox, PDX, NYC, Ohio City, wherever you are, wherever you at, word up all over the map, just like that.
So over the next couple of podcasts, I'm going to be doing a little bit of a review on Doctor Who, especially the new shows that I've been on, starting with Christopher Eccleston, and at least the first couple of weeks, I'll be focusing on the most current Doctor, Matt Smith, in seasons 5 and 6 of Doctor Who, and I'll be careful to avoid spoilers for those of you who haven't watched it yet or haven't caught up. I recently caught up to the current run about 2 weeks ago or so now, so I understand where some of you might be. But before I do that, I just want to kind of give you a little background on my history with Doctor Who. And basically, you know, as far back as I can remember, I've always known who the Doctor is. I've always known that TARDIS stands for Time and Relative Dimensions in Space, and that it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. It looks like a blue police call box from London, Britain, from an era gone past in Britain. And so, you know, it started on BBC in the 60s, and my exposure to it was here in the United States on local public broadcasting stations, especially the one in St. Louis. And for me, the Doctor started out as, you know, this curly-haired, kind of wide-eyed man with a multicolored scarf and a hat, and always waiting to know whether or not you wanted jelly babies. And then I understood the concept of regeneration pretty early on, that was Tom Baker going to Peter Davidson, and that's kind of where it dropped off. I mean, I always kind of knew what it was as a kid, never really watched it, though. You know, having been a child of the 80s and grown up on, or having my first exposure to science fiction be Star Wars, you know, I kind of had this picture in my head of science fiction and story being the basis for all the action scenes and the cool fights and the battles and all of that, and you know, not necessarily paying attention to the story so much, but really being excited about the lightsabers and laser pistols and what have you. So, and Doctor Who, being produced on a limited budget by the BBC, was extremely story-heavy, something that I've come to appreciate more as an adult, but not so much when I was a kid. And so, really didn't pay attention much. I mean, I knew there was a 6th and 7th Doctor, Colin Baker and Sylvester McCoy, and then saw a couple of their adventures and as I got older, but that's about it. And then Fox did that movie in conjunction with the BBC, and they brought in Paul McGann as the 8th Doctor. And that movie, for all its faults and for all of its all the derision directed toward it in general by the fan base, was really the movie that captured my imagination and pulled me into Doctor Who. And it might have been partly because of a blend of the action, but mostly because Paul McGann was really good at playing this kind of eccentric, wide-eyed adventurer as the Doctor, and so it really kind of drew me in. And then a few years later, I picked up an issue of Doctor Who magazine, and they had a CD in it with Big Finish had produced and sent out as a sample. It had part one of a story with Paul McGann playing the Doctor again, which was great because, you know, after the movie, that was really the only video. I mean, that's the only video we have of him playing the Doctor. And then it also had a secondary story with Sylvester McCoy on it playing the Seventh Doctor. And it really hooked me in. Now, Big Finish at the time was only releasing these on CD, and the conversion rate was making them just a little too expensive for me to pick up on a regular basis, so I haven't got very many of them. I've checked their site recently, and they're doing downloads now, and they run specials occasionally on some of their audio recordings, so you know, it's something to look for if you haven't listened to any of the Big Finish audio productions. They're well worth listening to. So, and you know, that kind of stirred my imagination, and when I wanted to learn more, and you know, at that point, you know, we had the internet, so I could go out and look up, you know, fan websites and get more information about Doctor Who, and I did, and started collecting the BBC books of the Eighth Doctor and started reading them. And I've read about half of them. I still have about 10 or so left to find and purchase to complete the collection, and then I just haven't sat down and gone back to reading the rest of them yet. But you know, that's, you know, it was a fairly large run of books, and I've picked up a few of the ones that were done by Virgin Adventures, and I picked up a couple of the past Doctor Adventures that were produced by BBC as well. And so that's kind of where I was when they introduced the concept of bringing the Doctor Who back to television in 2005. Now, I had been following news of Doctor Who on the internet at that time, and they had recently, prior to that, had put together an animation that was officially done by the BBC, and had Richard Grant portraying the Ninth Doctor, which it was a decent animation, story-wise, and it was kind of exciting to see at that time the possibility of them continuing to do those. And then they announced a new series, and that kind of got shuffled off to the side, which is fine. At that time, when the first series came out with Christopher Eccleston, there wasn't the availability, the access to the show that there is now. I mean, now you can watch it on BBC America, you can purchase a season on Amazon Video or on iTunes and keep up. But at the time, that wasn't available, so when the first episode got released, I, you know, did the thing that you're not supposed to do on the internet, when you look for a bootleg, and downloaded it and watched it, and was completely enthralled by the action sequence and this kind of new brash Doctor. And so it drew me in, but I really didn't get to watching much after that. And they started releasing them on DVD, and so I borrowed those. Starting last year, I got back into it. I was like, yeah, I really want to watch this series. I've heard a lot of good things about it. And I'd seen a couple of other productions that David Tennant had been in, who went to play the Tenth Doctor after Christopher Eccleston. And so I was, you know, really kind of excited, kind of stoked to see all this. And went out and watched, and kept watching, and got drawn in by David Tennant's performance as a Doctor. And kept watching, and you know, got up to Matt Smith, and I mean, he's great. I mean, there was some concern early on, I know, that he was too young to play the part, but he's done a fantastic job of bringing not only youth but age and wisdom to the part in his acting. So I'm looking forward to reviewing those in depth for you in the coming weeks, but I just kind of want to give a basis for where I am as a fan, and I'm definitely a huge one with the new series. It has its high points and its low points, but the highs outweigh the lows so much, and is such a good series that I highly recommend it if you haven't watched it already. check it out. Amazon, I think they usually run about $15 a season on Amazon for the direct video. So check those out if you can, or look for them on DVD. They usually, unfortunately, go for a higher price on DVD if you're going to purchase them. I'm fortunate that here in Louisville we have a store called Wild and Woolly Video, and they kind of cater to that subgenre of video that most video stores wouldn't touch. So, you know, classic B movies and science fiction and a lot of cinema that doesn't get, I don't want to call it underground cinema because it really isn't, but just a lot of cinema, that cult movies, you know, things like that. And so, but they also kind of specialize in getting hard to find import or even, you know, expensive import DVDs and making them available to rent. So I was fortunate in that respect to be able to rent them early on. So check it out, Doctor Who, and look for my reviews of starting with season 5 and the first Matt Smith season coming in the next news-filled episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. More on this episode in just a minute.
Hi, this is Sherry Miller, and you're listening to Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
So, one last note before we close out this episode. I am considering making this a music-only podcast, mostly because my real interest in doing this podcast is finding the music and sharing it with people. Not to say I wouldn't do episodes like this in the future, it's just when I do these episodes, you'll notice the gap between when I do episodes, and part of that is because I really can't think of anything to put in these episodes when I'm not doing music. And so, you know, I'm wondering if I switch to a music only format, if I would be more regular in sending podcasts down the feed to you, the listener. Now, if that sounds like a great idea, if that sounds like a horrible idea, whatever feedback you might have on the issue, shoot me an email at mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com and let me know. There's an email link in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. You can do that, or you can just, you know, send it like you would any other email. And the other reason is there's a possibility that I'm in talks with somebody with the possibility of doing an ensemble podcast that would cover a lot of what I cover here. And so if when I do that, it would diminish the amount of information, the amount of data I have to supply to this podcast. So we'll see how that works out. Like I said, shoot me an email if you have any particular feelings one way or the other on that. I would continue to link to all kinds of things as I do now from the website, and hopefully at some point I'll actually start putting up some original articles on the website as well. So that's that. And this is the end of episode 6. Hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. Have a great week.